Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, Donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf Official Heating and Cooling Company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 24th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Good morning, all. Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yeah.
On the program today, Greg Wyshynski is going to join us, senior NHL writer at ESPN. The Caps have dug themselves a little bit of a hole down 2-0 to the Rangers in the series. First home game for the Caps in this playoff series is Friday. We'll give away tickets at 8:45, so stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to the Caps. Actually, we have tickets for game four. We gave away tickets to game three the other day, but we have tickets for game four of the playoff series. It will at least go four. So we'll do that at 8:45. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock. We've got the full crew, including Drab, back from Spain. Oh. He seems to have some jet lag.
Look at
it
this
seems.
Guy.
Hola.
Look at this part.
¿Cómo estás?
Oh, he picked up the language.
So you were not only visiting Spain, you visited Morocco?
Yeah, I touched down and we took a ferry to Morocco for a day.
Nice.
To Tangier. That place is chaotic, to say the least.
But beautiful.
Is it?
It's beautiful, but it's a scammer's paradise. I mean, I don't even know what it is. We were prepped the 2-hour ferry or bus ride there that like we were going to war.
Right.
I was telling Cakes, they be prepared.
They got you on edge.
Right, yeah, but you visited another continent.
Yeah, you can check off Africa. I'm on my bucket list. If it was ever
on. That's all you need to see.
I want to say my daughter went to Morocco. You know, when she did her study abroad, she went to 14 or 15 countries. She went to Morocco and she did like a camel ride. And I think she did ATVs there and did the desert.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just speaking
for
me.
It does sound kind of miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, last thing I want to do is go to Africa and ride a camel.
I haven't.
But it looked very colorful from your pictures.
I can ride an ATV in West Virginia.
I can't tell you.
I don't need to go to Morocco to do that.
I can't tell you how many times I thought about Bickle on my vacation, thinking about how much he would hate this right now. And then I was thinking about Lurch on the flight. He would be dying right now.
What was the total time in the plane back and forth? So what?
Just yesterday was probably just on the plane.
Yeah,
11 and a half hours or so.
Oof.
11 hours.
And going over about 9?
A little less, yeah.
So call it 20 hours.
Yeah, but a no kid vacation, that must have been awesome.
Did you miss? Yeah, you missed the girls.
You missed the kids, but it's great to have vacation.
You miss them when you think about them for about 2 minutes.
You miss them, yeah. You miss them, but you get over it. Yeah, trust me. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but then life gives you a kick in the ass. As soon as I got back,
Yep.
They lost my bag. My bag is gone. I have no idea where one of our bags is.
It'll show up.
I came home.
Still a pain in the butt.
A stack of bills to the ceiling.
Of course. Yeah.
And my garage door is broken. And I've been, I've been home for like 5 hours.
Oh, you got in at like a 1?
No. I mean, I got home like at 9 o'clock last night, but.
Yeah, you got all kinds of stuff going
on. I have
on.
No idea what time it is there. 3 a.m.
Garage door's broken?
It's like hanging off. It's like barely. I couldn't even get out.
Hanging off the hinges.
Yeah, hanging off the hinges.
Did her parents come to your house to watch the girls, or did they go over to the in-laws?
They came over. Okay. Gigi, grandma.
Gigi.
Came over,
so yeah. Gigi came over. She probably broke the door.
It was a little felt.
What was the highlight? I saw lots of pictures. I wasn't necessarily absorbing it. I mean, I saw the tennis stuff, but what was the highlight for you?
Being off work.
Picking up a cold. playing on the red clay.
On the red clay.
Yeah, I played one of the days. I played at an awesome resort tennis facility.
Yeah,
it looked baller from seeing it.
Plus, you got to hang out with your pops and your mom. You don't see that often.
Yeah, the tennis was awesome. Yeah, we're playing with my dad and my wife picked it up first time. She's obsessed. She wants a brand new $300 racket.
Of course, yeah.
The whole thing.
What's your new Babolat silly?
Well, you talk to Doug. He'll
better
hook
bring her
up
to Tennistopia.
Yeah. Oh, I heard Tennistopia came by.
They did.
And I
they brought
it.
A big old box, box of gear.
Hey, look, it's good. It was my first time in Europe. I'm sure you guys, most of you guys have been. I think
I have not.
I don't know. I might be the only one.
I've been
no,
there.
Jason
hold on.
Once.
I've been up in there twice. I went to Spain and Italy.
I thought Cakes went to the Canary Islands or something.
No, I was scheduled to. Then
COVID,
world shut down.
Oh,
couldn't
yeah.
go.
Oh yeah.
Boned.
You should redo that.
Probably right. Probably should at some point.
Can I tell you? They always say ugly Americans. Can I tell you who the big donks are?
Yeah, please. Who are the real uglies?
French.
Uglies.
No.
Oh, I don't, can we guess? Are they other Europeans?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess. Irish.
English soccer hooligans.
English or Irish?
I'm gonna lump them in together, but.
The Brits.
The Irish and the Brits are just dogs.
They why? Just what do they do?
They got terrible teeth.
Just their hearting teeth. Big fatties, bald.
Oh, yeah. They just drink Guinness all
just
day.
So pale and just cooking in that sun until they're beet red.
Yeah, they don't care. Sunblock, no sunblock.
Never sunblock. They're just out there just being sloppy and happy.
Hey, why do you sunblock for?
Yeah, they are. They're not attractive, but they are pretty cool. They're nice people.
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
They're nice people.
Hey, can someone bring me a pint while I'm cooking on the beach?
They're just hillbillies. They look like
hillbillies.
They're the European hillbillies.
European Laurel.
That's hilarious. The chicks aren't attractive.
Not particularly, no.
Yeah, that's great.
And the Irish are like the gypsy version of the British. I don't know. I mean, they're just...
Now you have to educate me. Is Spain like a big getaway for the Brits?
Yeah, because the weather's the Mediterranean, better. Yeah, the weather's
okay.
much better. Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Everybody's smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought of Cakes, too. So many cigarettes.
Cigs
everywhere.
And
I got so sized. It was almost romantic.
Yeah. Did you feel a hankering to just have one?
Try one?
Cigarette machines everywhere.
Right. I kind of like the cigarette smell. Now, I kind of like the weed smell, but I like the cigarette
please
smell.
Please tell me that the old school cigarette machines with like the hand... With the handles?
Oh, no,
you pull
no, no.
Out?
These are new age. Very slim looking.
Okay, got
cute.
It.
Cute cigarette.
Like, machine. Hey, come get some cancer from this cute looking machine.
They made it seem like
it's just a walk in the park.
They've
nothing.
Missed the whole, I mean, the vaping thing or you're not supposed to, cancer thing.
They don't have
the
big
care.
Thing on the Surgeon General warnings is smoking these will kill you.
How much is a pack? I'd be curious to know.
I mean, look.
Well,
I mean,
here,
everything's butt cheap.
Like,
over
if you
there.
Buy like a pack that's not like a generic pack. I think they're like $10. Like it's butt expensive to smoke in America now. Mm. Probably overseas too.
Did you know? Now this was a long time. It was a long time ago that I was in Spain. But did you notice the bars and restaurants didn't open until late?
Yeah, like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they
or they'll just shut down in the middle of the day.
They just shut down.
Siesta.
And yeah, I just remember them opening late. Not, I mean, way past 5 o'clock.
What was the food
I don't think anybody
like?
Works over there. They just everyone just goes. Chill. Yeah, they just chill. They have a 4-hour lunch break.
Here's the three nubbiest things about Spain.
All right,
their cars are embarrassing.
Okay, one
just tiny, tiny. They look like they cost about $8,000 to make.
They look like
parking cars. Brands you've never heard of.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, every day I saw 20 new brands I've never heard
right.
of. No one's driving a silly Ford or anything. You know,
so many Peugeots.
I saw so many Peugeots. Those that nubs French brand.
Saabs,
Centurion, Skidoba, or something. Just
Fiat.
Saw nubs Fiats.
Does Saab even exist anymore? That used to we used to see those.
Are they done? Are they donezo?
I think
you're
so.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Wasn't that a Swedish car?
I think so. It's definitely Scandinavian.
They're hot tubs. There's some national law.
Okay.
Eric would have been Rick. The hot tub can't be hotter than the human body. So it tops out at like 97 degrees or something like that. It's like getting into a...
Silly.
I mean, it was pointless.
It's bathwater.
Hot tubs everywhere. It's in for bathwater.
That's
And
really
then the worst
weird.
Thing is, they're ground beef. It's hurting. They can't make a cheeseburger to save their life.
No. Yeah.
Why?
Grabs in Spain ordering
American
hamburgers.
Food, hamburgers.
American food is first off is silly.
Yeah.
I'll never joke on it. So silly.
Yeah. Embrace it. Wrap your arms around
Everybody
it.
Loves Spanish food. You got to be a big seafood geek to love it.
See, that's the problem.
I like seafood.
Everyone's ordering octopus and Drad's going, oh, get my double cheeseburger.
I ate all that crap. But I had to test the McDonald's.
Okay.
I had to test... I don't know what we do here that makes it so silly.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Can't be replicated.
Either they kill the cow at a different age, or they mix things into their beef, or there's no fat in it.
More chemicals. Yeah. They got so many more chemicals
over
here.
It's horrible. Their cheeseburgers, unedible.
That's one thing I did not do over there is try fast food restaurants.
Did you just sample any other American fare while you were over there? Just
did you see Did you see any like topless beaches or anything like that?
Yeah.
Did you look at him grinning?
My dad, I told you, he was more into it than I was.
Yeah.
And Sarah wanted to go down there a bunch too.
She did? Did she want to fling her top off?
She was kind of sized to do that.
She really was?
Yeah.
She's a
I don't
flasher?
Think she ever did. No, it's just she wanted to be in the moment.
Yeah. Would she have done it with your parents there?
No.
It had to be just you and her.
I was just an Instagram boyfriend for. I must have taken 2,000 photos over the week.
Were you groaning or?
And then let me tell you this: I showed Valdez this morning.
Oh, this is great.
This was the most titillating part of the whole trip. Yesterday, I'm on a plane. There's a 25-year-old girl in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Not like smoking hot or anything. Just like a normal looking girl. She was reading on her Kindle the most erotic novel I've ever seen. My mind has never even thought these such dirty thoughts. And she was reading it next to her mother.
She's reading erotica
right
on a flight?
She must have been so horny sitting in the seat. It would be impossible. Bickle, I took a picture.
Yeah.
I'll bring it in for you.
You gotta read the passage.
He's gonna get all
I read the passage and felt uncomfortable.
Really?
How much could you read on the air?
How did you take a picture of it? You just were trying to be sly?
Yeah, it looks like he just like leaned over.
Did you take a picture of the girl?
It gets very uncomfortable on the air.
I want to see the girl.
Read some of those passages.
Well, it's very NSFW.
Yeah.
But then I showed it to my wife, and then I think she started getting
she started getting horned up.
She started reading it.
It's crazy. I mean, that's as graphic as you can be. What you say?
What they call that Mile High Club?
And then she was just there with her mom. Do chicks normally read lit erotica? I feel like that's a guy thing, no?
Oh, no, they...
No, they definitely...
It was like a romance novel.
Yeah, I mean...
Like
romance novels are like that?
Don't you remember Fabio?
So.
It's a women... It's
I never
a women
read a Fabio.
Of
mean,
course not, but that who do you think the market is?
Well, I just
market's
think,
women.
But this is like...
Yeah, but
this
women...
Is triple
there's
X
no
rated
way.
Porn.
There's no way women think like that.
This is triple X rated.
Believe me, I read like 6 pages behind her. It was like there was some beast involved or sucking blood or vampire. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, I had no idea.
Isn't that what Cowboy Todd's wife writes?
Yeah, but I had no idea that it's that dirty.
How graphic was it?
I mean,
Jason, you should read it. You might have movement for the first time in a decade.
First time, yeah.
Yeah, there might be stirring.
It's been a while.
I thought it was just like a romance model, novel. It's like some romance. There's no romance in that.
The reason why I looked at it, because I was like, it'd be funny if this girl was reading a romance novel on the plane. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, I started getting sized. I know she was sized. Showed my wife, she was definitely sized. She would have just gone to the bathroom with
most benign part.
As he gripped, can I say?
No,
you're
being
better
being
stop.
Too descriptive.
I mean, it's just
right?
Now you've hit a speed bump. Now you can't read whatever that is.
Yeah.
Those Irish are horny girls.
Horny so lasses.
Was the girl about, you know what? What was she, about a 7? 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
But so when she's reading this, she's about a 9.
Yeah, you're pretty accurate.
When you're reading this, you get
she
a little
red
bit.
Red hair.
I think it was a little red.
Fair skin, red hair.
I'm trying to think what else. So you rode a camel? What other exotic things?
I don't
did
think
you
he said he rode a camel.
No, my wife jumped on the camel.
She did.
That was a little too touristy for
yeah. me. Anything else kind of weird like
all
that?
All right, what was the best meal you had?
Paella.
And where was it?
Isn't paella loaded with seafood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to eat that.
It's probably an American meal. Did you have a good steak dinner somewhere?
I had so much seafood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was trying all that crap.
I love seafood.
I mean, I ate it all. Prawns, so many prawns, yes. Prawns on
just
everything.
Just call them shrimp. The shrimp.
Did they have the heads on them?
No, I think they cut them off.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you get your parents to pay for a lot of the meals? Yeah.
I felt pretty embarrassed. Not enough to say no.
Right.
Did you ever offer? You say, Dad, I got to at least buy this dinner.
No, they do this thing where they, because my other brothers all live, family right. lives over there, so they say, we always treat them, so we want to treat you. But it was getting to the
it was
point.
Getting
where
it was out of hand.
Right.
Yeah. It's gratuitous, yeah.
I mean, right. They're paying for tours, they're paying,
right.
I mean, I didn't pay a dime, really.
So what
you're free roll.
For
hey, that's silly.
What so about, did you think about your next meals. Vacation with them during the vacation?
Yeah, the people always talk, yeah. That was like 20% of our conversation. Where to next?
What's nice. Next?
So now you're into like exotic vacations. You got to do something. Like you can't just go to
adventures.
The beach.
No, I don't. Exotic isn't for me. I like. I'm a history buff.
You're a history buff.
You
I'm
are.
I'm a history buff.
First time I've heard that.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. I'm intellectual.
Kind of you know, tell me one thing about the Renaissance.
Yeah, like the history of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. Spell Renaissance.
Yeah, like what kind
history
of history are you into? So you're into like Spanish history now?
Or? Sure, yeah.
Conquistadors. Tell me one conquistador, Dreb.
Yeah.
I learned about the Spanish War at the Pablo Picasso Museum.
Oh, my God. You have to just stand around.
Couple cathedrals, couple mosques, that whole bit.
Oh. I mean, it just sounds miserable.
You enjoyed the architecture?
What was the Airbnb or whatever you stayed in? Was it comfortable? Bed comfortable? Nice?
Oh, the Marriott? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Marriott. Oh, of course. Okay.
But you know what? When you go
we were just talking about hotel rooms, and Bickle was saying yesterday he doesn't sleep very well.
I think when you go to Europe in particular... And I'm sure if you went to like South America or Asia, it's just a totally different look and vibe.
Hey,
you're not used to that. I don't know if they had cobblestone streets, but it's just like the look of the towns are totally different.
Sure. I got to know if he's kidless. Vacation buns?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You just were quiet.
Honestly, like five times. It was too much.
Yeah, it was too much.
As Frank Reynolds will say on It's Always Sunny, you definitely smushed a lot.
But
a lot of smushing.
I built up enough goodwill for like, I think, like a month if I have to. Right? Like, how much more could you want?
She was just crawling all over you?
That was a sangria talk.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That'll do it.
That's great.
Drab was Leon in this.
He was.
Yeah.
In the novel.
There wasn't a lot of bouncing.
Yeah. What about your parents? You didn't hear them smushing.
No. Thank God.
Yeah, God forbid. No, you don't want that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did that. What's the leader in the clubhouse for the next adventure? What did you guys think?
Honestly, I might move to Malaga in like a couple weeks.
Because you liked it so much?
Just...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you're on vacation, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Now I know why Lurch is dying to move to Hilton Head or wherever
he's
going.
Hey, remember yesterday we were talking about what percentage of people think about their next vacation?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in that 20%.
That 20% is false.
Yeah, it's way higher. Has to be.
I was like, I could be.
It's much higher.
I could be a bus driver.
I could be a street vendor.
I could do this. Pick something up.
Yeah.
It's just something relaxing, and like it's so, it just feels amazing.
You could open a nacho stand somewhere on the street in Mars.
You could sweep the clay off the court.
Right. Dude, so was your plane ride, was it just a normal plane? Like you're on a freaking, like Southwest? I mean, I'm sure it wasn't, but I mean,
Aer Lingus.
So was it just like a regular seat? Like how do you
everything
sit?
Was normal except for the plugs. You gotta get the right plugs. Right.
So how do you sit plugs there for that long without getting like restless legs? And
you read the porno the girls reading in front of you.
Right. Yeah.
60 of those minutes.
That's how you get by.
She was on a different Aer Lingus.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Well, Drabby, you're on vacation. You just miss out of another week of Drake May versus Jaden Daniels.
Thankfully, it's coming to an end very soon.
And the Caps losing, digging themselves a hole. We'll get into it. As I mentioned, Greg Wyshynski will join us at 8 o'clock. See if the Caps still have a shot in this series. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, they lost yesterday.
Shohei was in town. Went
Shohei
yard.
Hit 450 foot home run.
Does he have a new interpreter, by the way? Or is he just handling it himself?
No, I think he's got a new one.
He got a new one?
I think he's handling more of it by himself. They said they wanted him to become more social, more comfortable. But I think he's got a new guy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You mean he's got a new guy placing his bets?
That's what I wonder. I don't know.
If you want to chime in throughout the show, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, get into the NBA playoffs, the Caps, and more. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.